Recovery Indians are on the air. Today's special sports coverage on Jay Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Jay Country. Now we go to the gymnasium for all of the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver, Brian Patch here at the Portside Fieldhouse as we start the new Knoxville Fort Recovery girls varsity basketball game. And this is shaping up, Brian, to be a really great game tonight.
Yeah, it should be. New Knoxville had a very successful season last year. They returned quite a few of their players and had some young players get a lot of minutes. So, I know they've had a good run here so far already. So
9-4 on the season is New Knoxville. Fort Recovery's 9-3. New Knoxville just turned it over. Fort Recovery with the ball. Here's a drive up and no good by Val Mollenkamp. Rebounds on the deck and picked up by New Knoxville. Here come the Lady Rangers with the basketball. I take it the Fletcher John girl is one of the Etzler's grandkids.
Yep, and they have two of them will be on the floor for them at some point.
Here's a shot inside, up and good. Megan Jurosik hitting the basket. Or Jurosik.
Jurosik.
Jurosik. Allie Vaughn on the right side. Back out top to Olivia Patch. Here's Brooke Colling with it. To Allie Vaughn. Now over on the left to Val Mollenkamp. There's Kiki Wendell. Kiki drives inside. Passes off to Olivia Patch. Olivia head fakes. Passes back to Kiki Wendell. Wendell takes it back outside. There's Allie Vaughn between the circles. Allie will dribble left, pass back to the right to Brooke Colling. Kiki Wendell into Patch, stops, turns, fires, and it rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville, and they call a jump ball. Val Mollenkamp and Jurosik tied up there. New Knoxville fans didn't quite agree with that one.
Well, I would say it probably should have been a foul on Liv's shot because she got bodied and they didn't call that, so we'll call it even.
Olivia Patch will toss it in to Val Mollenkamp, firing and missing. Rebound comes down to Allie Vaughn, back out to Brooke Colling, firing and missing. Rebound comes to New Knoxville. Our first quarter is brought to you by Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, and Arcanum. And in Indiana, in Bern and Union City, Indiana, Calp Pharmacy. You'll find all the friendly pharmacists at Calp Pharmacy in all those locations, including Fort Recovery. Here's an inside pass. It's knocked away, and they say last touch by New Knoxville. So the Lady Indians get the basketball. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna and all of his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart on the Dr. Banna staff. Banna Dentistry of Dr. Thomas Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family dentist. And Kiki Wendell slipped and went down, and her pass went astray out of bounds, and New Knoxville gets it on a turnover by the Lady Indians. 2-0 start here, New Knoxville in the lead. We are at 5:40 to go on the Calp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Jurosik inside, she'll pass off, back outside it goes. Underneath, shots up and missed by Fletcher John. Rebound comes down to Val Mollenkamp, and they say she stepped on the inline. Actually, that was Taylor Newman who missed the shot inside and not Haley Fletcher John. So New Knoxville gets the ball back here. No breaks for Fort Recovery in this one so far. Here's a shot from the corner. It's short by Jacqueline Leffel, and the rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Brooke Colling will bring it down across the timeline. Right side it goes to Kiara Wendell. Kiki will dribble in. Now to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn goes to the right, feeds to Brooke Colling on the wing. Colling goes baseline. Shots up, might have been blocked. Rebound, Kiki Wendell. And she is going to be fouled, and it'll be out of bounds to Fort Recovery. So far, pretty decent defense by New Knoxville, Brian. causing the Indians some trouble.
They have been. We've missed some shots in, inside that we need to be able to finish. But this is how New Knoxville always plays. It's always kind of a low-scoring, physical, tough game, and they body you up, and you got to be able to finish through some contact.
First, Tim Hegemeyer, the longtime coach of New Knoxville's girls team. And there is Val Mollenkamp stepping on the end line as she received a pass, so it's out of bounds to New Knoxville. Turnover, Lady Indians.
That turnover's on Val, but it's actually on Allie, because Allie, I mean, Val doesn't know where she's kind of at there while she's cutting, and Allie has to know that she's out of bounds not to throw that to her, so.
Ellie Gable with the basketball on the left side. She'll dribble towards the hoop, stops, fires, and misses. Rebound to Val Mollenkamp of Fort Recovery. Here comes Val down across the timeline. In the lane. Pops the shot. Got it. Got an eight-footer right in front of the basket. And that makes the score 2-2. We're all tied up here. Fort Recovery finally scores with about 4 minutes gone in the quarter. Haley Fletterjohn with the ball. She'll try to bounce inside. And they say it was last touched by Haley and went out of bounds. Now, the other official is going to say that we touched it.
Yeah, I think they said Olivia deflected it out. Although, so Liv's looking a little like I didn't touch the ball. So I'm saying if she says she didn't touch it, I'm saying she didn't touch it, Rob. I don't know if I've ever seen that girl lie in my life. So
New Knoxville will get the ball back regardless. I will say it was close, that's for sure. Out front here is Morgan Leffel. She'll pass over on the right wing. With the ball is Haley Fletterjohn. Fletterjohn goes back on the right wing to Leffel. Now down low, and it's out of bounds off to Knoxville this time as Ellie Gable dribbled the ball on the end line.
We probably made up for one there because I think Brooks gave her a little shiver in the back with a forearm.
So Fort Recovery with the ball here. Tied 2-2 in the first quarter, brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. Don't forget they have a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Ask a friendly Calp Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. Inside pass intended for Olivia Patch is tipped away by New Knoxville, and the Rangers come up with a turnover. New Knoxville and Fort Recovery tied. There's a shot inside. It is good. By Ellie Gable. That was really kind of a luck shot. Not a really great shot, but she hit it. Here's Val Mollenkamp on a three. Won't go. Rebound, Haley Fletterjohn of New Knoxville. She'll comes down, has the ball knocked out of bounds, and they say it was a foul on Fort Recovery. On Kiki Wendell gets called for the foul. I don't know if I've seen these guys before. Do they do a lot of your games?
I've seen two of the three. Haven't seen this guy up top, but I've seen the other ones. Not a lot, but I have seen them.
Inbounds pass to Haley Fletterjohn for New Knoxville. We have a 4-2 lead for New Knoxville. Inside, knocked away by Val Mollenkamp, and New Knoxville will keep it as the pass was intended there for Megan Jurassic. So tossing it in here for the Rangers, Ellie Gable. Again, they have a nice 9-4 record. They're 3-1 in the conference. Fort Recovery's 9-3. They are 3-1 in the conference.
They just beat Versailles, and I know Megan Jurassic's family really well, and they said their strength is shooting it. Plus, they got Megan's size, so if they can hit some shots, they can beat anybody. If they don't, he said we can lose to anybody. So
tomorrow night, the Fort Recovery boys will travel over to New Knoxville. New Knoxville boys program kind of in the dumpsters right now. Here's a jump ball call. It's not enough people.
Yeah, they don't have a JV team, so tomorrow's game will start at 6:30, and they've kind of struggled all the way through the systems. I know our younger ages have kind of put a pounding on them over the last few years, so at each age level. So
Fort Recovery boys at New Knoxville, again, as Brian says, 6:30 start time tomorrow night. Right side, back outside. New Knoxville with the ball here. We're playing girls basketball tonight. And it's a tight game, 4-2. New Knoxville with the lead. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter of play. Inside pass is a bad one. Picked off by Kiki Wendell. She'll come all the way down. Tries to feed off to Allie Vaughn. And it's intercepted by New Knoxville by Morgan Leffel. Now to Haley Fletterjohn. Fletterjohn out front at the center circle. Dribbles to the right. Ball's knocked away and out of bounds. Who's going to get it? And I think we might have got a break on that one, but give a hustle to Kiki Wendell, who caused that.
I'm pretty sure we got a break, but great hustle for Kiki, and we get the ball back because of it. So we just need to get a score, Rob. We got to go up there and take that lid off.
That's for sure. 2 points in the whole first quarter here so far. Kiki Wendell right side to Brooke Colley. Colley dribbles, stops, pops the 10-footer. Got it. Off the glass and in there for Brooke Colley. That makes it 4-4. We are all tied up. Maybe that'll be the start of good things to come here.
Hopefully, going to run.
New Knoxville with the basketball. Baseline shut off there by Allie Vaughn. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Kiki Wendell. Kiki looks like she needs oxygen already. She's been out there hustling her hind end off.
She is gassed.
Here we go with New Knoxville putting the ball in play into the free throw line. Now there's on the left to Ellie Gable, and she's called for traveling with the basketball. We're on Fort Recovery Radio tonight and WPGW AM and FM tonight. FortRecoveryRadio.com and Owen Shane and Neil Spencer, the studio producers for FortRecoveryRadio.com, and Lindsey Green is our studio producer tonight at the radio station. Here's New Knoxville stealing the ball. On the steal was Jacqueline Leffel. Here come the Rangers with the basketball. 4-4 tie, and there's a foul on Allie Vaughn as she leaned up against Ellie Gable. A little bit too much pressure there, Brian.
Yeah. And right now we have 6 turnovers and 4 points. So not a great start offensively for us. But defensively is what's holding us in right now, only giving up 4.
Inbounds pass to Taylor Newman. Now goes over to Morgan Leffel. Leffel with the ball for the Rangers. Tied at 4-4. Outside with it. Now here is Taylor Newman. Ball's knocked loose, picked up by Kiera. Kiki comes down and lays it in. And there's your first lead of the game for Fort Recovery. 6-4, Fort Recovery leading with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. A real tough defensive struggle for these teams tonight. Here's an outside shot. Good three-pointer. Up and in by Ellie Gable. And that puts New Knoxville back in the lead at 7-6. On the three-point shot. Kiera Wendell comes down across the timeline. Passing on the left to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp at the free throw line. Turns, fires, misses. Rebound picked down by New Knoxville by Megan Jurassic. And we have a end of the first quarter as Fort Recovery trails by 1, 7-6 here. Again, thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget they have tons of handicapped medical equipment in their handicapped medical equipment center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. If you need handicapped medical equipment, depend on Calp Pharmacy here in Fort Recovery. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or older, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and will look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. So just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy to see if we can help start saving you money. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Back here once again at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Any stats you want to talk about in that first quarter?
Ugly shooting performance and too many turnovers, but our defense looked great, so that's about some stuff, I think.
And only 1 point down here, 7-6. Allie Vaughn in the lane. She traveled, no call. Whitley Rammel gets it and up and in. Allie Vaughn passed it off to Whitley Rammel, who was standing right underneath and laid it in to make it an 8-7 Fort Recovery lead. Whitley's first appearance of the game, and she scores real quick. New Knoxville with the basketball. Cross-court pass goes over on the left side. Again, thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. scoring there.
Allie Gable. She's got 7 of their 9.
That makes it 9-8. New Knoxville back in the lead. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. For the finest in farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, including New Holland. And they also have a lot of other great lines of equipment as well. Kloss Farm Equipment available there, too. Simplicity Lawn and Garden Equipment, Toro. Just all kinds of great equipment to help you out. Here's the ball intercepted by New Knoxville and stolen by the Rangers, as on the steal there was Jacqueline Leffel. Might say hi to Bob Stogler if he's listening in tonight. He was headed south last time I talked to him. And there's a shot that lodges between the rim and the backboard, and that's a jump ball. That was Taylor Newman who put it there. That's something you couldn't do if you tried to do it. But so Allie Vaughn comes out and will knock it loose. She didn't want to impress anybody and get up there and grab it out of the sky. Host the boys team here tonight. Always like to see them here supporting the girls.
Yeah, they actually are double dipping tonight. They went over and watched our junior high play. So Coach Milton, that's one thing that he's, when we had a free time here, he sent them over and made them watch the junior high boys and support them and come here and support the girls. So
inside shots up and no good. Allie Vaughn got the rebound. There's going to be a foul called on Jacqueline Leffel, who just missed the shot a moment ago for New Knoxville. K&L Tractor Sales and Service has the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool that's great for all seasons. See the Great Plains TurboMax at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Holly Gann, the coach of Fort Recovery. Tim Hagemeyer, the coach of New Knoxville. Val Mollenkamp to Brooke Colleague. Behind the back dribble. Dribbles to the left. Passes in the corner to Allie Vaughn. Back out to Colleague. Colleague inside. Stuffs it up there. No good. Rebound knocked away by New Knoxville. And the Rangers. Megan Jurasic comes up with the basketball. We've got an injury, as one of the players is injured down there. Who is that? That's, I think Morgan Leffel, I believe.
I didn't see a number.
No, it's not Morgan. It's
32.
It's Ellie Gable. Ellie Gable turned her ankle. Coach Hagemeyer says, geez.
It's definitely not good for them. As I said earlier, she had 7 of their 9.
New Knoxville has the ball. They just lost Ellie Gable, though, with an injury. And here's a steal by Allie Vaughn, and Fort Recovery calls time to keep possession of the basketball. So we'll be back in a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 and FortRecoveryRadio.com.
2020 is finally here. It is a new year, and if it is a lot like last year, there will be many good times and some not so good times in our lives. We at Cooper Farms hope and pray that your family, our community, and our country has a joy-filled and prosperous new year. Be supportive to those less fortunate, and let's do our part to make 2020 one of the best years ever. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Wonderful community-minded business, Cooper Farms. Well, Cooper Farms has donated a lot of funds over the years to help a lot of great causes in Fort Recovery and the surrounding communities. Kiki Wendell will bring the ball across the timeline. She'll pass on the left to Brooke Colleague. Down the left corner to Val Mollenkamp. Val looks for a teammate. Dumps it to Allie Vaughn. Allie at the baseline. Now inside to Whitley Rammel, who can't score. Rebounds knocked around, out of bounds. Oh, it should have been given to Fort Recovery, I thought. But it goes to New Knoxville. They said the Indians touched it last. In specific, Whitley Rammel. Full court pressure here for Fort Recovery. Pass in the middle, back on the left. Underneath. Back outside and stolen by Allie Vaughn, who jumped in front of the pass and took it away. Here comes Fort Recovery. Brooke Colleague to Whitley Rammel, who puts it up and in. Whitley Rammel scoring. makes it 10-9. Fort Recovery back in the lead. Fort Recovery, by the way, lost a junior varsity game tonight in overtime, 37-31. We'll tell you more about that at halftime. There's a shot up and good by Jacqueline Leffel for New Knoxville. That puts New Knoxville back in the lead. Just back and forth we go. It's 11-10. Kiki Wendell drives and scores. Curled around and laid it off the glass and in. And that makes it 12-11. Fort Recovery back in the lead. In the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. New Knoxville with the ball. Haley Fletterjohn passes over here to Jacqueline Leffel. Back on the left to Morgan Leffel. Morgan will lob it in to Megan Jurassic. Back outside it goes. Up and no good by Morgan Leffel. Rebound Whitley Rammel of the Lady Indians. Here comes Kiki Wendell. Kiki will pass to Val Mollenkamp. Right side to Brooke Collin. Brooke looks for a teammate. Dribbles the basketball. Hands off to Allie Vaughn. Goes underneath to Whitley Rammel, and she scores. Nice pass there by Allie Vaughn to pass around the defense and find Whitley Rammel wide open on the opposite side. That's a pretty big lead for Fort Recovery now, 14-11. I think that is our biggest lead, and New Knoxville just threw the ball away. For New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment and Simplicity Lawn and Garden Equipment, think of K&L Tractor Sales and Service in good old Fort Recovery, Ohio. That's K&L. Kiki Wendell with the basketball out front. We played a tough OG team last weekend. I think we could have won that game if things would have gone a little bit different. Kiki Wendell, three-pointer, good. I don't know how you felt about it.
It was going to be tough because they had just kind of wore us out. We didn't have a whole lot of legs in that one. And I don't know if I felt like we were really truly in it, to be honest. As the game progressed, the more it progressed, I felt, I guess, less confident.
Yeah. Of course, Ottawa Glandorf, only one loss on the year. Inside, up and good by Morgan Leffel. I'm assuming they're ranked in the state also.
They just, I think, got ranked. They hadn't been.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm not sure how. But Marcells was ranked, and they had four losses, so you just never know with some of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Fort Recovery with the ball. Allie Vaughn tries to drive in the lane. Passes to Val Mollenkamp. Three-point shot is off the mark. Rebound, Allie Vaughn. Oh, can't get it to go down. Got the rebound up and no good again. And she's fouled in the act of shooting. Allie will be at the line with two shots coming here. Listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. And FortRecoveryRadio.com. Free throw's good by Allie Vaughn. That gives her a total of one. That was her first of the night. She'll have one more coming here. It is good. 2 points for Allie Vaughn, and checking in is Paige Fortkamp for the Lady Indians. Paige, an excellent young player for Fort Recovery. Exceptionally good volleyball player.
Yeah, made, I think it was All-State, maybe first or second team.
Could be. She's a dandy. Left side it goes to Haley Fletterjohn. Inside it's knocked away by Olivia Patch. And Kiki Wendell comes up with the ball. Here's Brooke Collig down, stopping. Lost a handle on it, stops, passes back out to Patch, fires it up. It's off the mark, no good, just off the left. Rebound comes to Haley Fletterjohn. Fort Recovery leads 19-13. And a ball stolen away by Val Mollenkamp. But before that, they called traveling on Haley Fletterjohn.
I thought they were going to call travel on Val. I'm like, there's no way that's a travel on Val.
Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio. Allie Vaughn with the ball, top of the key. Right side it goes to Kiki Wendell. Wendell on the wing, dribbles back out. Cross-court pass to Brooke Collig. Collig dribbling to the top of the key. Moves around, goes all the way in, up and no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. And they're going to call that one on Megan Jurasic. 19-13 Indian lead. Brooke Colling at the line. It's up and good. That's her third point of the night. Kiki Wendell has seven, I think, to lead us at this point in time. That one's good also. It's 21-13. Indians by eight, and that is the biggest lead of the game for Fort Recovery's New Knoxville. And there's going to be a foul called on Brooke Colling. They say that she fouled Morgan Leffel. You know, K&L Tractor Sales and Service is very proud of their outstanding service for your farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. When you need service, think of K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Ellie Gable is back in the game now. She has the ball. After she turned her ankle there earlier, she's back. There's a shot up, no good by Jacqueline Leffel. Rebound, Olivia Patch. Patch to Kiki Wendell. Here's Paige Forkamp on the left, back out to Kiki. Kiki will dribble at the center circle. Only 25 seconds to go. Indians are going to run it down, taking the last shot here to end this second quarter, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Down to 12 seconds. Wendell lost the ball, and a foul on Fort Recovery on Kiki Wendell. Boy, that's a tough break there. That's her second foul on Kiera. She's going to leave the game as Brenna Holman comes in for the Lady Indians. Nice to see Brenna in there. She hasn't played much this year, dealing with some injury issues. 7 seconds. New Knoxville's going to have plenty of time. Down low, it's up, and it's no good. Rebound comes to Brooke Colling, and the time will run out. Thought there might have been a little traveling music there.
Yeah. Usually when you jump and you got the ball in your hands and land, that's usually a travel.
Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. We're at halftime here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, and the score, it's the Indians 21 and New Knoxville 13. New Knoxville had a really tough second quarter there. How many points did they get in the second quarter? Let's see, they had seven coming in, I think.
So six points. I think it was 8-7 us at the first.
That might have been. Well, Indians lead here at halftime, 21-13. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has over 500,000 parts. Parts for your car, your truck, your semi, your snowcat, your snowblower, your ATV, your Humvee, and probably even parts for your helicopter, if you have one. Put it this way. Whatever you are driving to work, we've got the parts for you. Your locally owned Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has the most parts available, the best quality parts, the people with the Napa know-how. So come in and see why Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts have been the place to go for auto parts for over 45 years.
Hi,
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy as we celebrate National Pharmacist Day in January. Our pharmacists provide care and services that are close to home and meet the unique needs of our customers in our local communities, from renewing prescriptions, delivering vaccinations, and providing advanced care management. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists have shifted from just dispensing medications to being integrated members of the healthcare team involved in patient care. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana to speak with our pharmacists today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, the halftime score is Fort Recovery 21 and New Knoxville 13. Before we do anything else, tell me about this Ron Shoemaker bequest. Wow, that was something else.
Yeah, they had a presentation on Friday night. I believe it was Friday night. He was a past math teacher here and passed away and set up a scholarship fund that was worth $1.5 million. And I believe it's going to go towards students in the math field or want to be a part of the math field, I believe.
Yeah, Ron was a math teacher here at Fort Recovery and lived in Portland, I might mention.
Oh, okay. So, I do know this. When I came over here, I started coaching right away, and he had cut out every article in the commercial review and brought it over and would throw it in your mailbox. But he didn't tell you he was doing it. So my first couple years here, I think his first 3 years here, I had no clue that who the heck was putting all these newspaper clippings of the commercial review in my mailbox, my school mailbox. And so I happened to be in my room one time, and he was starting to put them in on my desk. When he would sub, he would put them on my desk. So I actually caught him in there one time, and I'm like, Ron, you're the guy who's been putting them in there? And he's like, yeah, for the last 3 years, coach. So, you know, just, he goes, I didn't know if you had access to the commercial review, and so I wanted to give them to you. And so that was just a nice, kind of a nice thing he did. So,
well, that's quite an amazing bequest there. $1.5 million for scholarships from the late Ron Shoemaker. Thanks. If you're listening up there, Ron, hey, thanks. Great, great, great gift. Okay, halftime stats, give us that.
Yeah, first quarter, it went like this. It was 8-7 Indians, and then in the second quarter, the Indians outscored the Rangers 13-6 to take a 21-13 halftime lead. The Indians were led by Kiki Wendell with 7 points, and one of those being, or three of those, I should say, being a three. Whitley Rimmel has 6, Brooke Colley has 4, Val Mullenkamp with 2, Ali Vaughn with 2, and Olivia Patch and Paige Forkamp both saw minutes but did not play, or did not score, I should say.
As far as New Knoxville is concerned, looks like Ellie Gable is the leading scorer with 7 points. She was injured for a while even.
Yeah, she missed about 4 minutes in that second quarter. And at that point, it was 7-9 Indians with the lead. With at 5:26 is when she went out. So when she went out, they struggled offensively, and the Indians went on a little bit of a run. We started kind of trapping and pressing a little bit, getting some of their other guards to turn it over. So she's definitely, you know, someone they count on a lot for ball handling and shooting and scoring.
Nobody else has any more than 2 for New Knoxville, including Jacqueline Leffel. Also, Morgan Leffel with 2. And also with 2 points is Megan Jurassic, and that's it for them.
And Megan averages 13. So Liv and a combination of Liv and Witt, Liv had her most of the time, but have done a great job of really making things tough for her. So,
this courtesy of Mr. Rick Kramer, by the way, if you want to look at that. That's supposedly they're up to date.
I tell you what, he is on the ball because he's given him those to me for 16 years, so I would guarantee they are right.
As far as Fort Recovery on the season, Val Mullenkamp's the leading scorer at 10 points a game. And number 2 is Ali Vaughn at 9 points a game. 8 points a game for Kiera Wendell. And then we have Paige Forkamp with almost 6. Brooke College with 5. Olivia Patch has 4 points a game, and Whitley Ramble has about 5 points a game, and Hope Wendell with 1 point a game. So those are your scoring averages for the year. We'll be back with the second half coming up in a moment, right after this.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans in many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The season changes to winter. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to remember to be sure you're protected for the changes in your life. Do you have the right auto insurance? The right homeowner's coverage? Has your business grown? Now is the time to let the insurance experts at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency make sure you have the right coverage that fits your budget. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th to February 1st. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 29th to February 1st. Stop in and save.
Courtside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver along with Brian Patch. In the reserve game, Indians lost 37-31. Had a two-point basket right at the buzzer of regulation by Elena Evers to tie up the game and send it into overtime. But the Lady Indians were outscored in the OT and lose 37-31. New Knoxville 7-3 on the year. Fort Recovery 3-9 on the year. 10 points for Faith Gruby to lead the way. 6 points for Elena Evers. 5 points apiece for Faith Wendell and also Holly Wendell. Is that right?
Alexis Wendell.
Read whether I had an A or an H down there. Alexis Wendell with 5 points. And we had 2 points for Grace Guggenbiller. Whitley Rammel had 4. And Brianna Holman had 4 points for the Indians in that reserve game. Just about set to go here in the third quarter. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor is your friends. There's Rick in action again. Your friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Courtesy of Rick Kramer, halftime.
That's a quick game.
Coldwater beat St. John's 45-42. That's a final. That's not a play to JV game tonight. I don't know. Maybe they did. There's Val Mollenkamp hitting a basket on the run, and she is fouled. Also, 2 points for Val.
And then halftime scores, New Bremen is over winning over Parkway 22-6, and Minster is leading Marion 17-12. And the third, Fort Laramie 73, Houston 10.
Wow. Val Mollenkamp hits the free throw to make it 24-13 now. And Marion Local is the only unbeaten team in the conference, so that would really put the chase for the conference title in a spin. Here's a shot up and no good by New Knoxville by Ellie Gable. The ball is bounding out of bounds, and Fort Recovery will get it. I think there's like 3-4 teams with 3-1 records, and we're one of them, and New Knoxville is one of them. And amazingly, Versailles has lost 2 games, who beat us. Of course, they shouldn't have beat us, but that's another issue. Allie Vaughn drives and fires and hits. Allie Vaughn! That gives her 4 points on the night, and it's 26-13. The Lady Indians are just, I don't know how many in a row we've hit here, but it's been a bunch going back to the second quarter. Third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds. plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Ball stolen away by Kiki, but now it's a jump ball, and it's going to go to Fort Recovery. Nope, New Knoxville. Goes to New Knoxville. 26-13, Lady Indians have doubled the score. And boy, in the early going, if you were listening, you know we had trouble scoring. Here's one in and out by New Knoxville's Morgan Leffel. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp. Val will bring it all the way down. Hands off to Kiki Wendell. Wendell on the right side, out top between the circles to Allie Vaughn. Right side to Val Mollenkamp. Brooke Collig between the circles. Dribbles the basketball. Feeds on the left to Allie Vaughn. Now back outside to Olivia Patch. Here's Brooke Collig with it. Back to Patch. Three-point shot. It's short, no good. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville. And now almost thrown away by Brooke Collig, but Knoxville keeps the ball. With it there is Ellie Gable. Up the court they come. Lady Indians really scrapping on defense here. Morgan Leffel over to Jacqueline Leffel, and inside there's a foul on Fort Recovery. Megan Jurassic is fouled, and they're going to call that on Val Mollenkamp. Number one on Val. Again, our game tonight on FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. Here's a shot up and no good, short and out of bounds, and Fort Recovery will get it, as missing that was Megan Jurassic. Tomorrow night's game, you can hear that on FortRecoveryRadio.com and also on 105.3 FM tomorrow night. 105.3 FM and FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow evening. New Knoxville led 11-10. At one point in the second quarter, they've only scored 2 points since then. And we've scored 16. And there's two more by Kiki Wendell. Now we've scored 18 since then. It's 28-13. And timeout is called by New Knoxville's coach Tim Hagemeyer says, we gotta reorganize here. The score, Fort Recovery 28-13 for New Knoxville in the Cooper Farms third quarter with 4:59 to go. We'll be back.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kapp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and then recommend the best products for you. So stop in at Kapp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kapp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
New Knoxville with the ball. Coach Hagemeyer was not very happy there during that timeout. Ellie Gable with the ball. She'll pass it off to Megan Jurassic. Jurassic back outside. With it there is Jacqueline Leffel. Leffel goes to Morgan Leffel. On the right to Fletcher John. Back out top it goes. There's Gable. Now Jurassic has it. He's over on the left side to Jacqueline Leffel. Now to Morgan Leffel. There's Haley Fletcher John down low. There's Jurassic. Can't get a shot off. Back outside. Over on the right wing. Boy, Fort Recovery just playing great defense here. New Knoxville cannot find an opening. Top of the key, Ellie Gable. Guarded by Val Mollenkamp. Passing off to Jurassic. Back to Gable. Gable stops, fires, and misses. Rebound comes to Val Mollenkamp. Val will bring it down across the timeline. Over on the left to Kiki Wimble. Kiki looks, dribbles in the lane, pops the shot. It's no good. A foul's going to be called on Jacqueline Leffel. Boy, that was kind of a cheapo foul.
It was definitely a late call. If they were going to call a foul, they should have called it a little sooner. It was kind of one of those they were going to wait to see if it was made or missed. And since it was missed, they called it, looked like.
Kiara Wendell puts it up and in. Kiki now a total of 10 points on the night. Going for number 11 right here. It is good again. 3:40 to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. If you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, give them a call at their toll-free number, 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. Inside to Jurassic, back out. Shots fired up and no good. Rebound, Allie Vaughn on the missed shot by Morgan Leffel. Here comes Allie down across the timeline. She'll go in the lane, passes in the corner to Brooke Colleg. Yes, baby! It's a three-point shot for Brooke Colleg. 33-13. Indians are scorching New Knoxville tonight. I did not expect this, especially with the slow start we had tonight. Indians are just dominating here. Jurassic with the basketball. Megan Jurassic back over on the right side to Morgan Leffel. Back to Jurassic on the left. Bounce pass. Right side, there's a foul on Brooke Colleg as she reached in on Allie Gable. Here comes Taylor Newman back in for New Knoxville, and leaving will be Jacqueline Leffel. Val Mollenkamp, Olivia Patch go out for the Indians. Whitley Rammel and Paige Fortkamp come in for Fort Recovery. Haley Fletterjohn, right side. To Megan Jurassic, back out top. Ellie Gable with it. She'll pass it off. And a foul's called on Paige Fortkamp as she fouled Taylor Newman. Newman is a bit injured. Shaken up there. Got popped in the face, it looks like. She's going to come out. Taylor Newman will come out. She just got in there a moment ago. Taylor, you got to gut it out. If you want to stay in the game, don't act like you're hurt. Obviously, she is hurt. So we're set to go. It's action back in here. Newman's back on the bench. Ellie Gable with it. And tries to pass inside, and Kiki Wendell steals it away. Right side to Paige Fortkamp, and Paige threw it away, trying to hit Brooke Colleg behind the defense. Intercepted by Ellie Gable. Gable with the ball. On the right side it goes to Haley Fletterjohn. There is Morgan Leffel. Into Jurassic. She'll stop and fire and miss, and the foul's on Whitley Rammel. As Megan Jurassic is fouled in the act of shooting, and she'll be at the line for two shots. Again, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Free throw is up and good by Megan Jurassic. She will have one more. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Brooke Colleg. Colleg will pass over on the left to Kiki Wendell. Kiki back out to Allie Vaughn. Paige Fortkamp at the center circle. Right side to Brooke Colleg. Colleg dribbles underneath. Stops. Lost the ball. Picked up by Megan Jurassic. Hands it over to Ellie Gable. Gable comes down. Underneath. Up and in. Nice pass by Gable to Morgan Leffel, who laid it in underneath. That's the first points they've had in a while, since that first basket they've had in a while. 33-16 now. Indians leading here by 17 big ones with a minute 19 to go in the third quarter of play on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Knocked away from Allie Vaughn. Allie got it back. Now passing and threw it away. Tried to pass over to Paige Fortkamp, and a little miscommunication there, and it went out of bounds. Brooke Colley comes out, and Val Mollenkamp goes back in. Here comes Brenna Holman in the lineup for Fort Recovery. And Allie Vaughn will take a rest. Down comes Ellie Gable with the basketball across the timeline. Megan Jurassic with the ball. Turns, looks. Still with it. Passes back outside to Ellie Gable. Gable will drive to the hole. Up and no good. And she's fouled in the act of shooting by Brenna Holman. No. They're going to call Kiki. Kiki Wendell gets called for the foul. Number three on Kiki.
I think that could have been a host of Indians there on that one.
At the line, Ellie Gable with the basketball. Eyes and flies and got it. 33-17. Timeout's going to be called by Holly Gann of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. So we'll be back in just a moment.
Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has over 500,000 parts. Parts for your car, your truck, your semi, your snowcat, your snowblower, your ATV, your Humvee, and probably even parts for your helicopter, if you have one. Put it this way. Whatever you are driving to work, we've got the parts for you. Your locally owned Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has the most parts available, the best quality parts, the people with the Napa know-how. So come in and see why Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts have been the place to go for auto parts for over 45 years.
Fifty-three seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. Glad to have Fort Recovery Napa on with us this year on our sports coverage from Fort Recovery girls and boys basketball. Again, you're listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW AM and FM in Portland tonight. One of those rare nights on radio, we're on all of our stations tonight. We have so much basketball to cover these days. That is a rare event when we have just one game on all three stations. But that's the way it is tonight. Free throw is up, and it is good by Ellie Gable. That makes it a 33-18 score. Still a whole quarter to go, but New Knoxville needs to turn the worm. They have just had a tough time scoring here this evening. Brenna Holman with the ball on the left side. She will dribble back over to Kiki Wendell. Wendell goes towards the baseline. Back outside again. Kiara passes off to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp to Wendell. Down to 30 seconds. There's Brenna Holman with it. Holman looks for a teammate. Passes to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp way out top near the center circle. Now drives down the light right side of the lane and passes off to Kiki Wendell. Kiki still with the ball, passing in the corner to Paige Fortkamp, back to Wendell. Kiara dribbles around the pick set by Val Mollenkamp in the corner. Brenna Holman, it's no good short. Rebound comes to New Knoxville. They've got time, and they score. Right at the gun. Jacqueline Leffel puts it in right at the gun to make it 33-20. New Knoxville has a little bit of life left as the Indians lead by 13 heading into the final quarter. Thanks to Cooper Farms of Fort Recovery for being our very fine third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Cooper Farm, the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. We'll be back in a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse with quarter number four coming right up, folks, so don't go away. Right after we pause for this commercial break. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
There's no one like you. Your hopes, dreams, talents, and experiences, even what you value in a bank, are unique to you. That's why, instead of telling you what we can do, we'd rather listen to what you need. Because at Second National Bank, your story is the one that matters. There's no one like you. There's no bank like us. Could there be a better reason to meet? Second National Bank, be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, Fort Recovery turns the ball over to start the fourth quarter here. And so New Knoxville has the basketball. And it's stripped out of the sky by Paige Fortkamp. And Paige is fouled. Going to call the foul on Jacqueline Leffel. That was kind of a picky foul, I thought, too, maybe. But
that last quarter, Rob, the Rangers outscored the Indians 14-12. So a little bit of offensive outburst for the New Knoxville Rangers. So hopefully we can clamp down on that a little bit this quarter.
That didn't come really until the last 3 minutes of the quarter. Brooke Collig with the basketball over to Val Mollenkamp. Val has it knocked away and a foul is going to be called on Morgan Leffel. Morgan Leffel picks up the foul. Here comes Kiera Wendell in the lineup and Paige Fortkamp will sit down. Kiki leads us in scoring tonight with 11 points. Val Mollenkamp with the basketball. Hands off to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn goes on the left to Kiera Wendell. Back out top to Brooke Collig. Collig right side to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn will feed off to Olivia Patch. Patch hands off to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp puts it up no good. But she's fouled in the act of shooting, so she'll be at the free throw line for two shots. Okay, so question for you.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer. Your daughter just passed off to Val. Val missed the shot, but she was fouled. If she hits the points, does that count as an assist for Olivia?
I don't think so, but some I've heard of some. I mean, I know like some teams, I think. I guess I don't know the technical scoring. I don't think we've ever given them that way, but I think some people have, like, I don't know if it's a college or a pro thing, but I think I saw one of the age levels have done that. But I don't know if that's technical or not.
Val Mollenkamp hits both free throws, and down comes Megan Jurasic, and she scores on a 15-footer on the right side. So we trade baskets there, we trade points.
By the way, Rob, Bubba says that you sound great as he's listening to the Florida-Georgia line. So.
And getting close to that wonderful 80-degree weather.
Yeah.
Left side, Val Mollenkamp. It does not go. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville. And it's loose, and a foul's gone. Allie Vaughn, as they say, she reached in on Haley Fletterjohn. That trip to Florida, it's great being there, but, man, that's a long drive.
That's why you fly. 3 hours in the flight.
Yeah. That's my philosophy anymore, I'll tell you that. I don't want to get to go that much, but I hate the drive down there. Here's Haley Fletterjohn with it. Over on the left side to Morgan Leffel. Now to Jacqueline Leffel, and now here's Brooke Collig with a swipe, and she puts it up, and no good. Rebound, Allie Vaughn, good. Vaughn gets the offensive putback, and it's 37-22. Indians by 15 points here. We're in the fourth quarter of play. Fort Recovery trying to go to 4-1, and maybe a tie for the conference lead if Marion Local gets knocked off tonight. Into Jurassic. Megan Jurassic stops, spins. Puts it up and got it, and they're going to call her for traveling. She's got some nice moves, you know.
She does. She's just a little undersized going against Olivia. Olivia does a great job of guarding her, and so makes it kind of tough on her.
Timeout, New Knoxville. 5:32 to go in the basketball game here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. 37-22, Indians lead by 15 points.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
.37-22 is the score. 5:32 left to go in the basketball game here. New Knoxville with the lead. I'm sorry, Fort Recovery with the lead. Sorry, I mean to shock you. Fort Recovery with the lead, 37-22. New Knoxville did lead. Actually, the lead went back and forth there for a while in the early going before Fort Recovery finally was able to take control of the game. And 15-point lead here, pretty impressive.
Really, the second quarter when Gable went out is when the Indians kind of stepped up and took over. So
here's Olivia Patch back outside. There's a three-point shot. Goodbye, Allie Vaughn. Allie bangs it home to make it a 40-22 lead now. 18-point lead for the Indians. Allie Gable with the ball. Right side it goes. Jacqueline Leffel. Now to Jurassic. She'll feed inside. It's up. No good by Morgan Leffel. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp comes down across the timeline. Takes it to the top of the key. Passes off to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn double-teamed. Now drives around him, goes down the lane, feeds to Colleg, who's wide open, and she missed it. And it goes off of Olivia Patch out of bounds, they say. Still tossing it in here for New Knoxville will be Morgan Leffel. Olivia Patch will leave the game, and coming in is Whitley Rammel. Rammel for Patch here. 4:36 to go in the contest. There's a shot from the left. Three-point shot's no good by New Knoxville by Jacqueline Leffel. Rebound Fort Recovery's Whitley Rammel. Rammel to Kiki Wendell. Here's Allie Vaughn with it now over in the angle. She'll dribble. Go to the free throw line. Pass on the left to Kiara Wendell. Inside to Whitley Rammel. Hook shot's up. No good. Rebound back up and good by Val Mollenkamp. Val Mollenkamp got the garbage basket there. She has 9 points on the evening, and it's 42-22. Indians by 20 points here. And there's a foul on Fort Recovery. Is going to the hole was Ellie Gable. And she gets fouled in the act of shooting. Who was that on? Was that on Brooke? Free throw is no good.
I think it might have been.
Brooke and Kiki both have three fouls, and Allie Vaughn has two. Free throw is no good. Here's the next one. It is good this time. So Ellie Gable gets one of two, and New Knoxville wants timeout with 4 minutes to go in the game, and they trail 42-23, a 19-point spread for the Indians. Hey, we'll be back in a moment.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
And Coach Hagemeyer's getting a couple of extra ulcers tonight.
Yeah, he hasn't been real happy most of the night.
They are 9-4. New Knoxville is with a 3-1 conference record. They did beat Versailles, the only team that's beaten us. There's a foul called on New Knoxville. Allie Vaughn got fouled by Ellie Gable. Only the first one on Ellie, who leads him in scoring with 10 points. And And at the end of three, it's Minster 19, Marion Local 19. And St. Henry beats Versailles 57-56. Versailles has now lost three in the conference this year.
Wow.
New Bremen over Parkway 45-28. Coldwater beat St. John's 45-42, which we told you about before. And Fort Loramie just got by Houston 87-13. Wow.
They're good.
Fort Loramie is a machine, aren't they? Here's Kiki Wendell. Good.
Best two teams I've seen and know about in Division IV is Pride Village and Fort Loramie. And, of course, we have a chance to be up there, but those two teams are absolutely loaded.
There's a three-point shot. Good by New Knoxville by Morgan Leffel. And timeout is called by New Knoxville as that cuts the lead to 44-26. New Knoxville trails by 18 now, and they call time, so we'll be right back.
2020 is finally here. It is a new year, and if it is a lot like last year, there will be many good times and some not so good times in our lives. We at Cooper Farms hope and pray that your family, our community, and our country has a joy-filled and prosperous new year. Be supportive to those less fortunate, and let's do our part to make 2020 one of the best years ever. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Rob Weaver along with Brian Patch for the game tonight here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Tomorrow night we'll be over at New Knoxville to bring you the boys game. That starts at 6:30 tomorrow night. Yay! I get to go home early.
Yeah, one game, that's kind of nice.
It is nice starting that early, but no JV game tomorrow night because New Knoxville does not have one.
It'll be almost a longer trip for you to get there than the game will last.
Let's hope the weather cooperates. We have a weather advisory in effect right now.
I hope not, because Liv and I are going to Hillsdale on Saturday morning, so.
You might want to plan for a little extra time.
One time we went up there, Rob. It's a 2.5-hour drive from our house to on campus. Took 5.5 hours to get home.
Oh, wow.
And that was on 69.
There's the ball knocked away by Jurassic, but Paige Fortkamp got it back. Indians with the ball leading 44-26, and there's a foul on New Knoxville. I think Jurassic got called for the foul. She did. Megan Jurassic. Again, the New Knoxville and Fort Recovery game tomorrow will be on FortRecoveryRadio.com and 105.3 FM tomorrow night. And the Hall of Fame game, same thing, on Saturday night. It'll be on FortRecoveryRadio.com and 105.3 FM for the Hall of Fame game. And we'll have the Hall of Fame induction on our pregame show Saturday night. Two fine gentlemen being inducted into the Athletic Hall of Fame. Here's a three-point shot. No good off the mark by Ellie Gable. By the way, we got those two free throws a moment ago to make it 46-26. Kiki Wendell with the basketball. Paige Fortkamp, and she gets fouled by Morgan Leffel. And I really, with a 20-point lead, this strategy is not going to work. I appreciate trying to stay in the game. But
well, it depends on who you foul, because Paige is a 25% free throw shooter.
This one's up and no good.
So if you foul the right people, it possibly could, but highly unlikely.
Even at that, with 2:15 to go in the game, leading by 20, New Knoxville with the ball outside to... There's Ellie Gable putting it up and misses. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. And there's a foul called on New Knoxville right away. And Val Mollenkamp will go to the free throw line. That's one probably not to foul.
Yeah, she's, I think, 70 or so. 72, something like that.
Going out of the game will be Jacqueline Leffel. And this one's up and good. Make it 47-26 by Val Mollenkamp. Val has a total of 9 points. This would put her in double figures. No, that was her 10th point.
Yep.
And now she has 11. And she will leave the game. Val Mollenkamp goes out with 11 points tonight. Congratulations to Val. Nice game. Kiki Wendell leading the team with 15 tonight so far. And she is still out there. Jurassic on the left side. And a foul's called on Kiki Wendell, I think. Let's see. Nope, it's called on Allie Vaughn. Allie has 9 points in the game this evening. Leaving the game for New Knoxville was Ellie Gable, leading the team with 10 points. Free throws up and good by Olivia Patch will leave, and Whitley Rammel comes in. Hitting the free throw there was Morgan Leffel. That gives her a total of 8 points on the night. Reporting in as Jurassic will go out with only 5 points. I thought we did a great job on her.
And I think that's a mistake, actually. I think she only had two because she had two and she didn't hit a three. And I know she didn't hit another bucket. So I'm assuming that was probably the Gable.
That's up and good that time by, again, Morgan Leffel. So you think Gable probably had 13?
Yeah.
Whatever you say, Coach.
Because I know Drosic didn't hit a three, and she had 2 points, so she hit, the first bucket of the game for New Knoxville.
And I think you're right. I do not remember her getting a three. Kiki Wendell to Whitley Rammel. It's two more. Whitley Rammel lays it in. Gives her 8 points on the night now. Wow, she's having quite a game here. Right side, 3-point shots, no good. Off the rim by Melissa Waterman. Rebound up, no good. Rebound comes to Paige Fortkamp. 1:05 to go in the game. Got timeout called by Fort Recovery.
Just to get some subs in.
Brooke Collig had 7 tonight. Allie Vaughn, 9. Whitley Rammel, 8. Kiki Wendell, 15. Hope Wendell came in there. And also coming in for the Indians was Elena Evers. And Brenna Homan came in, too. Paige Fortkamp almost has it stolen away, got it back, and they're going to call Paige for an offensive foul. Paige Fortkamp. They say she used her forearm to shove the New Knoxville player down. Rammel goes out. Paige Fortkamp goes out. Coming in for the Indians here, we have Grace Guggenbiller coming in. And also coming in is Faith Ruby. Brenna Homan with the basketball over on the left. To Faith Ruby is it's 50-28 now. Shots no good. Rebound New Knoxville. 30 seconds to go. Jump ball is going to be called. And it goes to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will toss it in. Here is Brenna Homan. Homan on the left side. It goes to Elena Evers. Faith Groovy with the ball, dribbling free throw line to Brenna Homan, down to 13 seconds. Indians are not going to shoot the ball, I can tell you that.
I wouldn't think so.
Brenna Homan with it to Faith. Faith Groovy, and that's going to be your final score. 50 for the Indians, a Fort Recovery, 28. For New Knoxville. Indians go to 4-1 in the MAC. New Knoxville drops to 3-2 in the MAC. And Indians are now 10-3 on the year, and New Knoxville falls to 9-5 on the year. We'll be back with a wrap-up right after this.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st.
Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, the final score is 50-28. Indians win by 22 points. Go ahead and wrap up the scoring, Coach.
Yeah. First quarter went 8-7 the way of the Indians. In the second quarter, the Indians outscored the Rangers 13-6 to make it 21-13.5. In the third quarter, the Knoxville Rangers came storming back, though, outscored the Indians 14-12. But at that point, it's 33-20. The damage was kind of done. In the fourth quarter, Indians outscored New Knoxville 17-8 to pull away with a 50-28 victory. Kiki Wendell had a Letterman scoring. I would say good offensive night, but she also had seven turnovers. So as the coach in me, I'd say great scoring, but too many turnovers. But anyway, 9 points for Allie Vaughn and Val Mollenkamp. Brooke Colley had seven. Whitley Rammel with eight. And then Olivia Patch and Paige Forkamp did not score. But I did think Olivia's defense, though, was kind of a key in the game, holding Meg down to 2 points as she averages 12. So.
And Kiera had how many points?
She had 15.
15 big ones.
And I don't think she missed a shot. So she was hot from the shooting standpoint. Yeah.
For the junior varsity, again, we lost that one to New Knoxville, 37-31 in overtime. Once again, Fort Recovery was led by Faith Gruby with 10, 6 for Elena Evers, 5 for Faith Wendell, 5 for Alexis Wendell, 4 for Brenna Homan, 4 for Whitley Rammel, 2 for Grace Guggenbiller in the junior varsity game. For New Knoxville's varsity, they were led by Ellie Gable with 13. 9 points for Morgan Leffel, 4 for Jacqueline Leffel, and 2 for Megan Jurassic. Is that right? 22?
Yep.
Wow. Pretty good defense. Waiting for Coach to come out here, Coach Holly Gann. And again, we'll have the boys game tomorrow night on the radio on both 105.3 FM and FortRecoveryRadio.com at 6:30 tomorrow evening. The actual pregame will be probably around 6:20. And we'll try to talk with Coach Melton before we go on the air tomorrow night. And then Hall of Fame game is on Saturday night when two new inductees will be placed into the Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame. Those two fine gentlemen, again, are Dale Griesinger and also Matt Reisner. So, again, Fort Recovery winning here 50-28 over the New Knoxville Lady Rangers in the ball game this evening. Dale Griesinger was a 49 graduate of Fort Recovery High, and Matt Reisner, a 1998 graduate of Fort Recovery High School. So Fort Recovery Lady Indians, a nice win here. Our next broadcast for the girls, by the way, as I look at my little calendar here, Fort Recovery will be, let me see, we are going to have the game with South Adams next Tuesday at South Adams. And that is a junior varsity only, or a varsity only game. So that's a 7 o'clock start time next Tuesday. Did you know that, Coach?
Yes, I did. Okay. It's probably been, I don't know, they told us like 2 months ago. So I just focus on one game at a time. So I'm sure it's somewhere on my calendar that tells me that. Bus ticket. It's probably on the bus ticket.
Holly Gann, nice win tonight. Well, we thought it was going to be a really tough game, but and it was that way for about a half. But, boy, your gals just kind of took over there in that second half of play. And beautiful win, 50-28.
Yep, that's, you know, we did. We were kind of hanging around there and letting them kind of hang around, too. And we gained a little bit more composure and got a nice stretch there and was able to make some things happen. So pretty proud of the girls. They're doing a great job. And that was a great win to have after our OG loss. So.
Yeah, I don't know how many minutes it was there. You pretty much held New Knoxville scoreless in that third quarter. And actually, started towards the end of the second quarter and went into into the third quarter, but that was an amazing stretch.
Again, they just picked up that defensive intensity a little bit. We talked about putting more pressure on those guards to try to get them to a little bit more frustrated. Just great team defense win there. When it went inside, we were patient and kind of let things happen. Rebounded really well, and just great to get back to seeing some things that working towards those strengths that sometimes we forget about.
Megan Jurassic, I think she's their leading scorer, maybe, or is she? Coach took that
one. Well, I was going to say, and I can't honestly say, I would probably guess her or the 32.
Maybe Gable.
Yeah.
Maybe Ellie Gable was. But still, Jurassic, I thought you did a really nice job on her. She had a really tough time finding any room at all.
Absolutely, and that tells me if she has a tough time, that means we're doing something good, right?
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, kind of how that works. But no, she's not the tallest, but she definitely knows how to use her body in there, and that's to an advantage, and she plays really hard.
Really nice balance for you tonight. Kiera, unofficially, I've got Kiera with 15, Val with 11, Allie Vaughn with 9, Whitley Rammel with 8, 7 for Brooke Colley. Boy, you can't ask for much more than that. And the girls really worked the ball well, looked for each other, helped each other out, made the offense go.
And that's a great team. Good balance, and, you know, they were patient about the first half. We were trying to make things happen. We wanted it so bad that we weren't just letting it kind of come to us. So we gained a little composure, had a little bit more patience. We're doing some things that we know that kind of opens the lanes up, and at the end of the game, it worked really well for them. I'm super proud of the girls and how hard they've worked, and it was nice to see them have some fun out there.
And, you know, when we were struggling there offensively in the first half, thank goodness our defense was doing the job as the defense kept New Knoxville at bay.
Yeah, they were definitely getting frustrated. You could tell that. I'm sure sitting up here, I could tell it on the sideline. They kind of went into that flex, which, again, they're coming off a lot of screens. We did a great job to kind of get through them and didn't really allow them to get a shot off there.
Well, Coach, you beat a nice team tonight. They came in here 9-4. They were tied for the second place in the conference at 3-1. We don't know what the final is, but Marion Local is having a tough time with Minster.
Yeah, you know, I'm interested to get on Twitter and kind of see what's going on there. But I had heard end of the first, maybe, that was like 19-0. It's possibly.
Well, it's 19-19 at the end of three.
Oh, whoa.
And St. Henry beat Versailles tonight. Surprise, surprise.
St. Henry beat Versailles.
57-56.
Well, that's interesting, too. I guess I would have never thought that.
Coldwater over Delphus, 45-42. And New Bremen beat Parkway, 45-28. You would have figured that one.
Yep.
So, yeah, it'd be nice to know what that Marion final is. Can you get on your Twitter there and find out?
Oh, I'm on Twitter right now, Tim, to see what I can find.
We'll let Holly be a sports reporter here for a moment.
You know, that is normally not my gig. That is definitely my assistant, Jeff Vaughn. He does a great job on Twitter. In fact, if it wasn't for him, I probably would never get on it. So, but he is right. It is a great use of knowledge to be able to find scores when we need it. But I'm sure the minute I get off the radio, then I'm going to find that score. Let's see here.
It'll be interesting because they're the only undefeated team left in the conference and conference play. Marion Local is.
Absolutely. That's the end of the third. Yeah, I'm not getting a final right now.
Okay.
I'm not seeing anything anyway.
Well, we'll find it eventually.
Well, we'll know, won't we?
Yeah, we will. Hey, congratulations. Next conference opponent?
That's a great question. I believe it's Coldwater.
Coldwater.
Like
next
I said,
week?
I focus on one game at a time. So I know we got South Adams, but I think it's Coldwater.
It is Coldwater.
Okay.
Next Thursday.
I thought so, but you know, things are starting to run together a little bit on my schedule.
And they've had their struggles some a little bit this year too. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the thing about the MAC. I think that's the scary thing about the MAC is that look at St. Henry, for instance. They didn't start out real strong, and then, you know, we're doing some great things here mid-season, and I think as a coach, that's exactly what you want. So you just, every game, you just got to focus on it and do the things that you can do and play to your strengths, and as long as you play do what you can do and don't worry about them too much and just worry about yourself, control the things we can control, and hope it comes out on the end.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks, Holly. We'll let you go, and congratulations on a nice win.
Thanks, Rob.
Holly Gann, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, as Fort Recovery whips New Knoxville tonight 50-28. Congratulations, Fort Recovery, on the win. They go to 10-3 now. How about that? And 4-1 in the MAC Conference. That's going to wrap it up for us. Thanks to Brian Patch for being with us. Brian will be alongside me tomorrow night again as we cover the boys' game at New Knoxville tomorrow night. Don't forget, the boys' game does start at 6:30 tomorrow evening. Our airtime will probably be somewhere around 6:20 tomorrow night. For our fine sponsors, for FortRecoveryRadio.com, for WPGW, I'm Rob Weaver saying goodnight, everybody. Thanks again to our great studio producers here at the game site, Owen Shane and Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com, and Lindsey Green at WPGW. Have a very pleasant good evening. Congratulations to the Indians on their 10th win of the year tonight.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on Jay Country 101 Radio. Today's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors and the Jay Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW-AM and FM, Portland.